Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Clapboard Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern graduates to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe! Welcome to Clap Talk Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern grudge racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Hey, good evening, everybody. Well, made it for another show. Everybody's getting ready, all ready to get to Fayetteville. And I know it should be a good one. The weather's fine. It's going to be 70 degrees. Got a lot of grudge runners that are locked in. Hope to see a lot of racing that day. And I got to say, for a few people, I know they've been looking for some places to test at. I've talked to the track owner, and everybody's been asking me. So we do have Fayetteville could be open for Friday to test and tune. We get 20 or more people, $35, they'll treat the track and everything for us. It'll be $35 a piece on Friday night. They would open up for us. And if anybody wanted to test, give me a call, and I'll make it happen. I know a lot of guys want to go down, and they're saying they want to stop in Virginia, they want to stop here and there, but they really like to test on Fayetteville. Well, if you get a chance, if you want to do it at Fayetteville on Friday, let me know ahead of time. If we can get everybody involved and on, we would definitely have it on for Friday. And I'm going to see about a few people because I know they've been asking me. So what we're going to do is, whoever wants to come on right now and tell me that they're doing a roll call, like they're telling me they want to be make it down, give me a call. I know a few of our guys out there, you know, telling me we got Young Stang coming down, got Lamont coming down, we got Hurricane Drew, Fat Rat, we got a host of others, June, Disturbing the Peace. I mean, it should be a real, real good one. We also got the upcoming dates. Everybody remembers April 26th, Piedmont Jagway. May 25th, we'll be at Bunch Creek. June 7th, we'll be in Indiana. I know there's a lot of racing going on, and what we're trying to do is just try to keep it grudge friendly, have a nice time out there, and I know it's going to be pretty exciting this weekend. I know there's a lot of guys that have been dying to get out, got the cabin fever. God knows I do. I mean, I just cranked the cover up yesterday just to make sure everything was okay, fine. I didn't take the antifreeze out yet because it's still cold up here. And I'm quite sure that we're going to have quite a guy that want to do a call out. I know Weavey is going to be out there. He's going to run the Pink Warrior. We got the Magnum going against the Jeep. We got Street King Jr. going against Lamont. Got a host of others. We have the Malibu, the L.A. Boys going against Jersey Dirt. I know there was a new one come out, the Jolly Rancher. I know they're going to be going back at it. And Bad Storm, which anybody knows that should be a good one. We got Mickey and Gerald from Grown Folks. Should be another good race. I mean, that's going to be a lot of action, so it's action flowed all the way to the whole till Sunday. So it's a two-day event. I hope everybody gets down there safe. If someone needs to follow someone and tell me a day they're leaving out, if they're leaving out on Friday night and they need somebody to go down and follow, I'll make sure I direct them to the right person and they can meet up so they don't have to go by themselves, and they can tag along like tag-along buddies. If anybody has breaks down, they help each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. You're going to get a lot of I can say from Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Georgia will be announced, South Carolina will be announced, North Carolina will be announced, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, they'll all be announced. I know Pork tell me he says he's going to make it down with a few cars of his. They're going to bring a few cars. They're looking for action. I know they were saying about the small block. They got a small block on motor. They're looking, and they got a big block on gas, conventional head. Small block Mustang stock suspension on motor. And I know he had a few people that turned around already and called me up and asked me about it. So hopefully you'll be on tonight. Maybe you can be able to lock in that race with them. And we're definitely gonna pull them out of the woodwork. Hurricane Drew, we're still waiting for the boost doctor to make sure he can get out of the doctor's office, make sure that he's gonna be able to do anything. And so far, it's not official if he's coming on yet, but we will be finding out real soon. I'm going to open up one of the mics right now. Okay, in the cut, you're on. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Big Dog? What's going on, man? I heard
not
what you
much,
said, and it's out, and you talking right, because that's what Glorious World is all about. This event here, I named it the World is Ours, so we can let everybody know that everybody that's there is a part of the Glorious World, and we just got to keep it going no matter what nobody else say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a family thing, and everybody in the family, no matter where you're from, all those states you name, all those cities, all those cars, that's what it's been about from day one. So everybody just got to get up in there and come get ready and have a good time, you know. I know it's tough right now. The weather's been so funny, so a lot of people haven't had a chance to test like you were talking about. But the weather's supposed to be looking good this weekend. You know, if you can get out safely, come on down, get you some testing in, and then go and lock it in. There's a lot of people that will be dying.
Oh, yeah. Now, you want to tell them about the classes just so they know exactly that everybody still got the classes going on?
Yeah, everybody. Okay, we got them going on Saturday, and we got some going on Sunday. Right now on Saturday, we got first quarter-mile class is the Street Killers. It's small blocks. Anything goes on the small block. But your body of your car, you know, you can't have any Lexan windows, no fiberglass doors. But you have to run a 28-inch tall tire. I'm not really worried about the suspension, but as long as you don't have a chassis car or either any wheelie bars, quarter mile. And if you have a big block car and want to get in that class, the body is the same as the small block, but you can only run a factory stock big block, no aftermarket block big block, you know, no bow tie, nothing like that, you know, no big Merlin or something. Or even no Dart or SEO big block in a Ford. It has to be a factory stock big block, and you can only run one power at it. And you have to run 28s along with them and everybody going out the back door. And second class on Saturday is the all-motor small block. Just like it sounds, all-motor small block, anything goes on the small block. You can have 28s on, no chassis car, no wheelie bars, okay? You can go all out with that. It's head up 8 mile. And the third one is Outlaw 2829 or equivalent drag radio. You know, you can run either tire. It doesn't matter to me as long as it's no, you know, as long as it's equivalent to a 29-inch tall tire, 29.5. And that's equivalent to a 315 drag radio, really. So you can wear any one of those. And there's no limit on engine combo. As long as you don't have no all-out chassis car and no wheelie bars, you can go wide open 8 mile. That's paying $4,000. The motor class is paying $1,500, and the Street Killers is paying $3,000. And on Sunday, anybody that wants to stay around on Sunday, all you stock block guys, you stock block small block guys, you have to have a factory stock small block, whether it's an LS, whether it's a Ford, or whether it's a regular old school GM. You know, no SVO, no Dart, no X. You know, no bow tie or no boss block or nothing like that. All small blocks, any power added, any setup, you can run whatever suspension you want, no, and you have to have on 28-inch tall tires or either, you know, drag radio or slick. No chassis car, of course, no wheelie bar. That's 8 mile, paying out $1,500 for that. And then all you real street guys out there that's got a stick car, any manual transmission, as long as it's activated with a clutch. You have to use the clutch when you're shifting and you launch. And you can come in there, no tire bigger than a 28, you know, no chassis car, no wheel bar, nothing like that. You just come in with a 5-speed and just get busy. Got to have on. You can run 28s or 29s. It doesn't really matter to me as long as you are clutch assisted. And that's going out the back door. That's quarter mile. So that's there you have it. It's testing tune both days. You know, all the shootouts are free. We do have minimum 12 car counts for each shootout. So take that in consideration. You know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure the crowd has something to see while we're in there. You know what I mean? We're pretty much probably going to run the event, the shootouts, as long as they have 8 cars, but it is a 12-car minimum. So just take that, just keep that in mind. And anybody have any questions, you know, just hit me up.
All right. And I talked to Young Stang today and yesterday, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Obama is going to be in the house. But that mm-hmm. seemed like Obama might be impeached. Seemed like he's running scared, but
shoot, he already got
going
impeached.
On right now.
He got impeached on Saturday. Rhodey impeached him.
I got a question. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a question.
What's going on, Indica? How you doing, Mr. Long Island Joe?
All right, you what's going on?
All right, Indica, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Between Street King and Motor City Mafia, Lil Tony, who do you think is going to win that race? And don't give me a politically correct answer, Indica, because I'm not going to get down.
I don't know. I'm being real about it. I don't know. I mean, you got a Dodge Magnum. Listen, hold on. You got a Dodge Magnum that this man built to run in the street and to run at the track, a hardcore street racer that's got a fast Dodge Magnum. And then you got somebody else with a big bag on, like the Magnum is big. You got somebody with an all-wheel drive deep Jeep with his little power add on it. Man, anything could happen. And they in Fayetteville, and neither one of them is at their home track. That's what I like about this spot. This spot is in the middle of everything. And when you come in, you gambling. You ain't even got home field advantage. You just at a track. So I can't say, man. I don't bet on them. I just videotape them and try to get them in at a race.
And the cut, you ain't no fun today. Long Island Joe, who you know is going to win? Street King?
Well, I'm going to ask you the question.
That's a yes or no question. Come on, Joe. This is the official Midwest versus the Southeast. This is the number one knockoff right here going down with these street cars. This is the number one knockoff, the Midwest versus the Southeast. Everybody on the show is hearing it tonight. Midwest versus the Southeast. Somebody going to get knocked off. And whoever get knocked off, man, they will have the bragging rights and the cash. Going down at Fayetteville. My God, it's going to be two.
So can you please answer the question?
Don't.
Tell me who you think's going to win.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Mr. Gunning.
It is not polite to answer a question with a question. Being as you scared, I don't want to say nothing because I don't want to speak people's public opinion. I know who's going to win.
Well, if you don't want to play people public opinion,
I know who's going to win. I know who's going to win, period.
I'm going to tell you this here. I look at it as being
don't
a good
tell me
race.
Nothing
both
but your
think
opinion,
they can
Long
win.
Island
both of them
Joe.
Think they're going to win. That's why I look at it. That's why I said good.
I want to know, do you think the Southeast is going to knock the Midwest off or the Midwest is going to knock the Southeast off? Everybody has an opinion.
Hey, let me hold on. I answered that. I'm gonna answer that on the what's been happening at these particular races, including when they first came down to Growers Wars, was it year before last? They came down in 2010, and they came down after that, and they came to Mike race. All you gotta do is look at the track record. If we go by track records, Midwest ain't got a chance.
Okay, I'll go for that. That's what I mean, that
is not my opinion. Now that's going by track records at different tracks. Different grudge races locked in. I mean, they I guess they may be 1-8. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, Street
King, wrong with
Street King is a true grudge racer. Street King's been racing for how many years? I mean, years. Street King has been racing for, look, Street King get it in like boss, period. He's out there every weekend somewhere. I can't take nothing away from Street King. Can't take nothing away from Darren, period. But like I said, man, I got an opinion.
Well, what does that mean about a man racing every time? I don't mean nothing.
You said a man
we
are.
When we went to Indiana, we proved it with Little Phil.
Hey, you know what, Joe? You sandbagged the shit out of
me. So I'm going to let you know that. We proved it with Little Phil.
Hey, Joe.
And you can't say that like that.
You sandbag the shit out of them dogs up in the Midwest, but they are ready and they're prepared for your ass, and that's that. We don't even want to talk about the race of payroll. We ain't talking about that old shit that happened in 2013.
Hold on. Let me just let you know.
A brand new year, we got a brand new bag.
You know what the worst part is with y'all? You don't have an excuse. As soon as you beat them, oh, you sandbag. You doing this. You doing that. Oh, they got you. Everybody have a million and one excuses. But if they won, oh my gosh, you couldn't have told them nothing. Boy, we beat some boys from Long Island to death. Now you don't
want to talk about what
would have
happened because it didn't happen.
You
can't talk about what would have happened.
I'm just telling you, we ain't say what would have happened. We say what happened.
Hey,
that's what we say.
Hey, shout out to Phil Grace. Hey, shout out to Phil Grace. Shout out to Phil Grace. A little boy's bad
okay. Now, I'm going to give you one better than that. Now, I've been ground and pounded. I might be coming with Malibu. Well, if they coming to Malibu and y'all been talking all that junk with that small block, I'm jumping right on it.
You tell lies.
You heard it
on
first. I'm jumping right on them.
On motor.
And I'm going to try that ground and pound. Like you know what he said? He said, we're going to do something. I want to. Well, you ain't got to wait all the way to June. We can do one there and one there.
I thought ground and pound wasn't running no more after the World Grudge National.
Well, all I can tell you, he's going to do it. He said he would do it.
Can we take this next call from Virginia, man?
Just
got,
tell me something. Wait, Gunner, who you got on that one, since you got to say so.
Okay, I'll tell you who I got on it. 757-7777. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, what's going on? It's a Magic Man.
Weeby, what's happening, bro? You hear these jokers trying to hit somebody. Weeby, I know you're going to be on premises. I know you're a bad man. Well, you're supposed to be a bad, bad man. I get a chance to meet you. What are you coming down? Are you coming down Friday or Saturday?
Well, I would like to come down Friday, but I think I'll be there Saturday by 10 o'clock. But I might make it down there Friday night.
Weeby, please come down Friday night so you'll give me a reason to come in there early, man. Please come on down. You tell me you're coming down there Friday, I'll meet you there Friday.
Okay, I might do that. I'll see what time I can get down there Friday. I might come down there Friday.
Hey, Weeby, I need 6 hours to get to the track in Fayetteville. That's a six-hour ride for me. You let me know, and I'll be on the first thing smoke. I'll be on the road. And I'll forget the first thing smoke, and I'm out.
Yeah,
I got my bag packed. I'm ready for Fayetteville Grudge Wars this weekend. Hey, Eric, can I go to the track?
Tell him
you heard that. Why should I go
please.
To the track? I'm going to the track.
All right, I'll be there Friday.
All right, come on
down
Friday.
Deal? Just please tell him. What's going
tell
on?
What's the deal?
Hey, what's going on, Weeby? Tell him what you're supposed to be doing to somebody.
What I was doing, I really don't want to say what I'm doing because this is a PG-rated show. But I'm going to put something up in Joe Manicazzi.
Oh, shit.
You
can get out and say whatever you want. But now, don't get me wrong now. I heard Joe say he's going to cut your head off now.
hey, look. And Mario had that pretty Camaro there. Then me and him supposed to talk and take a look at each other's cars. And if we agree on something, then I'm pretty sure y'all going to see a good race.
Shout out to Weeby from out of Virginia. Shout out to Virginia. Hey, shout out to Weeby. Get him, Weeby. Get him.
All right. So you said if Mario come in the gate, it's on.
If Mario come in them gates and he agreed to race me, y'all gonna see action like a video game.
Hey, Weeby, let me ask you a question. What if you run Mario and he just beat you out? You know, he just barely beat you out. Can we see that race run back? Is it possible
we
don't see that race ran?
If he barely beat me out, we're going to redo the same damn race.
You're going to redo the same race. Now, that's coming from your side.
Yeah, that's coming from me, because if anybody barely beat me out, I either slap the tree or something. I ain't hit the panic button. I got a panic button. I must not have hit it.
Tell me something.
The beat up test thing is just barely beating me. You're either going to beat me or I'm going to whip you.
All right, so you willing to do a couple runs, and you ain't just gonna do one run. You don't mind racing a couple times, two and three times.
Well, I don't. To be honest with you, I got a locked-in race with Joe Manicazzi. I'm running that blue Malibu from 757 Most Wanted I'm going to run that. And then I kind of sent a message to Bad Storm that he wanted to do. So he want to run Joe Manikazi also, I guess, so Joe can get some get back. But yeah, I feel like this. If I can run Joe, I can run him too. Okay?
Now, 757 boys, where they from?
They from Virginia. They from Hampton. They got a blue Malibu.
Okay. Well, I know Indiana coming up too, so I know that's a sweet meat out there. So they coming.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
that right, Gunner. It's a real good meat. Sweet.
I don't know about the sweet meat part. We reserve that shit for the deep. We reserve that shit for the Northeast.
You know, real good stuff. I'll tell you that.
Hey, look here, hey, Weeby, while you at it, you might as well go ahead and get Street King.
If Darren want to do something weird, but hey, listen, I got a confirmation right from Father Tom. Y'all all know Father Tom back me. So he told me this. He said, "You go out there, you point, you think we can win, then we gonna lock them in."
Now, Gunner, let me just let you know, Darren ain't the only one down there looking for runs. We got plenty of other things that down there looking for runs, so don't just look for Darren. They're going to have more cars than you can imagine.
Indica,
we got small blocks,
question.
We got big blocks, we got everything. Yeah. You name it, we got it.
Indica, they want to have your little raggedy-ass Mustang out there?
What, no, mine ain't ready yet, though.
It better not be ready. It better not be ready. Yeah. I'll put a special phone call in for you and have somebody meet you.
I will ask
for a videographer to videographer race if that damn thing was ready. You lucky it ain't ready, because I'll sure call Batman from the Motor City Mafia, Ride or Die Racing, and come digging your butt. But go ahead, you get a pass, because you did the right thing.
Yeah.
Let it collect dust.
Well, you gonna fall in line looking for action? The ruler looking for action? I mean, there's a bunch of folks looking for action. Now, you just got to get you. And I understand, you know, a lot of people been snowed in, so I had a bunch of people on the phone in the past few days because, you know, they just get a chance to test. So I think it's going to look good.
I need somebody to pay for my trip coming down, so you make sure you tell Ground and Pound, come on out there with that Malibu so they can pay for my trip coming back. You make sure. I'm going to go right on out there. I'm trying it. Either I'm going to lose or he going to win. One or two. That's how we're going to do. Now, who you like on that, Gunner? Mr. Gunner? Oh, Mr. Gunner, now it's up. We lost him. Gunner done decided he want to get off.
No. I'm here. I'm here. I was actually putting this up on Facebook. That we're on a radio show and it's going down this weekend, the Indicut Grudge Wars, Fayetteville. So anybody that's out there, if you're on a mobile unit, can you please let anybody know if you're looking for action, call into the show and get ready to get locked in if they're looking for something. If they're looking for something to do this weekend, can you let the people know on the social media? Call into 347-850-1016. Get locked in for the Indicut Grudge Wars.
Okay, so now tell me something. Can you be in? The objective reporter that you are.
No. That's yo. Hey, Joe, you pissing on my head real hard. You pissed on my computer. I'm listening,
yeah.
Joe. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm just asking you that you want to be. Now you want to report on everything. What do you want to do? Because you owe me before. You know you owe me already.
What I owe you for?
The man wouldn't run them. You said the man would not run him, and I said
okay,
the man would run him.
Refresh my memory. What is it?
I told you, we'll pass on. I don't want to take easy money like that. So we're going to turn around. If the man comes down there, Ground and Pound, bring it down there. What you want?
I'll tell you what, we're going to do better than that. We're going to get Ground and Pound on the phone right now. How about that?
All right.
That's what we're going to do. If
he makes it down there, I'm going to try him there, and then I'll come up right back and try him again. I'm going to go right to Indiana and try him.
Okay. Hold tight. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and get down the town on the phone. Go ahead and keep talk to your folks. Let me see if anybody got the hand up. Okay. Go talk to your people, and let me get down the town on the phone to come in and talk nasty to you. They're about to say something real X-rated to y'all. Y'all, hold on. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, well, we're gonna definitely find out. I don't mind racing, and it doesn't matter to me, you know, win or lose. I'm out there. I'm going to try it. If I feel like you're in my category, I don't mind trying it. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there kind of scared to walk up to you and ask you to run. You know what? There's no problem. You can walk right to me. Either you say yes or no. If we can make it right, we'll try to make it right. If you need something, I don't mind talking to you. If I think I can give it to you, I'll try it. And that's the same way with the other guys. And I'm telling you right now, so we beat Street King with Lamont Duster, we're looking for somebody else. We're going to actually go from one person to they can give calls in. We got cars that are looking for something to do. So I'm gonna open up a mic right here. 631-2253. Your mic's open.
Hello.
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 Who's calling here?
This is Angie.
Huh?
This is Angie.
Hey, how you doing, Angie? How's everything?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. You ready to ride, huh?
You already know. You already know New York coming down there representing. So I'm listening to y'all chewing back and forth and all that, but we really know what it is.
You know it. I'm ready to roll. I can't wait to get out of here. I'm waiting for the bus trip. We've been talking about it for the longest. Everybody's been dying to get back on that bus again.
And you already know. You got people wanting to come because they heard about our last ride.
I know, and I had to turn people down. That's a shame.
Well, I'll tell you what. Turn ground and pound down. There goes Jeff on the phone. Now, bow down.
Uh-oh.
And apologize.
I got my girl Angie on the phone, too, now, so I'm going to let you know right now. We ain't having that. So tell her about it, right?
Yeah, we don't play them games.
Look, I'm going to just let you know. She was the girl that was down there when you was videotaping her when she was over there twerking. You remember that girl?
What's up? Angie, what's going on, Angie? How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
All right. I'm good. I'm glad to see you getting out there at the track and you're still making the rounds, Angie. But I'll tell you what. Listen, I got the Midwest on the phone.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not going to have him say nothing nasty to you, but your boy won't let him go.
I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. Believe that.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know you can. I've seen you. Don't forget. I've seen you in action live and direct. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Angie, what's up? What's up, Long Island?
What's going on,
Jeff?
Same old, man. How you doing?
Hanging in there. We hoping y'all make it down with that Malibu so we can make a nice little hit off of y'all. We want to make a little run with y'all.
We'll make a little run with us. When is that date?
That's this week, Fayetteville.
Oh, that's
Friday,
this week?
Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday at Endicott's Grudge Wars, Fayetteville. But I'll tell you what, he didn't say it that nicely, Jeff. When the show came on, he said, listen, if Ground and Pound is anywhere on premises with that Malibu, me and Phil is diving dead on the ass, motor to motor. And that's what I said. He was real disrespectful. I told you I'm out with the Midwest. And Angie, fall back. Don't say nothing. Let a man step. Hey.
I'm going to be a man of my word. I'm going to tell you. I said all like that, but I'm telling you right now. When you get up there, I said, I will run him that day. And I will try him right away and then go back. When I go to Indiana and run him again.
You said you was going to dive on his ass. Angie, fall back now.
We said.
I'm just listening.
Now, did we not say that we're going to do it? Didn't we say we're going to do it? Then y'all say y'all going to do it with me?
Yep. You're riding.
All right. There you go. Now, Gunner, what you got to say now?
Hey, I ain't got nothing to say. Hell, Jeff is on the phone. He's on the phone. You at Big Boy
Jeff. Yeah. Hey, Jeff. He had his pom-poms on, jumping up and down, hoping to
see. When I ride with the Midwest, I put my stockings on, too.
Andy, you hear this, right? We got to break the pom-poms. We got to bring some pom-poms down there just for
that's
them.
That's right. We got, listen, that's why we there. You know what I'm saying? That's all we did. All
right.
I know him as Long Island Joe. I know him as Mean Joe Green. We got to go. We ain't playing no game.
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead. All right. Your business.
Well, that certainly would have been nice, man, but I wouldn't be a nigga this weekend. I just bought a truck in Jackson, so I got to fly down there Friday and try to drive back home by myself. So I can't get the rest of the guys to make a move with me right now. So I'm at a stuck standstill right now.
Okay, no problem, Jeff. But we're going to definitely see y'all June 7th regardless, because we're making our trip. We're making sure we're getting there. And like I said, still going against Alleyway Boys. He's going against Ground and Pound again. I'm going against Ground and Pound. Then we also, at the end, we're going to jump on old skin.
Well,
Joe,
I'll tell you what. Let me get Voss on the phone. Let me see if Voss is going to make that trip. Let me see if Voss can load up the Silver Street now. I don't know what Voss is going to run.
Are you talking about Voss with the, Voss, you talking about with the Mopar?
No, Voss not from Malibu. He has a four-door heavy Malibu, big block.
The big block Malibu.
Yep, the silver. It's a silver four-door, and you know that's that. He also represents the Midwest. Good friends with Jeff Ground and Pound. He is wild racing. He's definitely wild racing, and I tell you what. Let me get Viles on the phone. Let me see if Viles is going to be willing to make that trip. I know he's coming down. I don't know if he's going to bring his car. So you just hold tight. Keep your show going. Hey Angie. Hey Angie, can you do me a favor?
That depends. I don't do all favors.
Can you tell this dude from Virginia what Long Island Joe may or may not do when he get down there? Weeby, where you at, Weeby?
Listen, he just got to be around to see it, you know. Facts is facts. We already know what's possible.
What y'all talking about?
Well, tell me, we talking about you, Weeby. Hey, Weeby, when we get down to the track, I'm gonna introduce you to Angie myself personally. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna take you over there. Hey, you don't have some fried chicken for him over there, Angie?
We're gonna see what happens. We might have a little something over there for him.
You gonna have 1,000 legs for him? He likes 1,000 legs.
A little something. Maybe
okay,
the bride.
Put it this way, Saturday night we will have some Chevys, we have some Slash. We got a little everything.
You already know.
Yep.
Oh, well,
we might have to be out there taping because Gunning ain't gonna be looking cross eyed when we leave out there. He just ain't gonna be right. You know how it is, Eddie. There's a guy on
us
too. I don't want to get him in trouble, but Lord knows when he had that damn camera, I said, what the hell wrong with Gunning?
Yeah. I'm still waiting to see the video.
Yeah. You didn't see the video yet?
No.
All right, I'm going to make sure he have it ready for him. Well, he should have had the video off the bus. That's what he needed.
Oh, listen.
That's what he should have had, the video off the bus. If he would have saw that bus, he would have went wild.
He would have wanted to come back with us.
He
would have been on the bus with us.
He might would have moved to Long Island.
Oh, listen. I get turned up, guy.
Yes,
up. Sir. You know how we do. Look forward to Friday.
I'm getting everything ready now. We were just talking about that. And I know last time we played bingo on the bus, so I think everybody want to get on back on the bingo trip again.
Okay.
So it's looking like there's a lot of other little things we're going to decide.
Well,
put
you know,
together.
We get a little bingo, a little buck dice, a little something. We're going to have it all ready.
Yeah, we got a couple of new stuff that we're going to do on the bus a little bit. You know, got a little prize out there that we're going to give out. Nice little something or something. It should be really nice. Everybody, I'll see what it is when we get there.
Yeah,
so
everybody's
far,
come down.
That's all you hear.
And I took Monday off.
Oh, you took Monday off?
I sure did.
Lord knows.
I'm
thinking about taking a couple of days off after that because I know last time I lost my voice for 3 days.
You wasn't really saying.
That was something really rough. It was fun, though.
You know, yeah, so I already took
a mic open over here.
I'm already anticipating. And for all you folks that's listening, I am a host on this on Blog Talk Radio as well on GQ Palace. Bro. So my number is 646-200-3838. You can catch me on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
It's Ryan now.
And
I'll
tell us
what
you
be talking about.
Ooh, man, we talk about a little bit of everything. Joe, you better warn him.
Angie, what's your show about? Angie, what's your show about?
What is my show about?
Yes.
We have different topics
every
week.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's different topics. We have a lot of things going on.
Okay, what's the number again?
646-200-3838.
And what day does it come on?
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. From 7 to
Wednesdays
9 p.m.
At 7, from 7 to 9. Okay.
Yes, yes.
18 and older.
If you... yes, it
that's
is an adult radio
show.
Hey, watch this. I got that remembered in my head already.
You got it in your head already?
I already got that number memorized. I'm on that 646.
38. That's GQ Palace Radio, yes.
Uh-huh, and I'll be there. I'll tell you what, Long Island Joe, we got another New York call coming in, 631-6718. What's your name, please? 631-6718. State your name, please.
They're suffering from technical difficulties right now.
Yeah, we are. I don't know what's going on. It seems like the system
is
probably
there because I can hear y'all fine.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, for the ones
that's
on, please
hold
on. That's a 727
number. That's a Riverhead number. That's
Riverhead,
somebody
yeah.
Somebody from Riverhead.
631-6718. Your mic is open. State your name, please. Talk to Long Island Joe. All right, well, Joe, carry on. Joe and Angie, carry on.
All right, well. They can always jump in later on, but I can tell you, Gunnan, you're too scared to get on our bus. I understand.
Yeah, you might be a little nervous.
We've been telling you, come on the bus one time and ride.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Scared. When it comes to that bus, I don't know the meaning of the word scared.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you.
On the phone.
Huh?
Can you get Street King on the phone? I got somebody I want to talk to Street King directly.
I don't have it right now, but I'll try to see what I can do.
You'll see what you can do, because I got the foam at the mouth. They got a message they want to deliver to Street King. I think they're trying to up the ante or something. But I don't want to say that, because Street King might not want to come and do nothing. I don't know. I better not say that. But I'll tell you what.
Too late, you said it. Too late, you said it already.
Angie, you're good for the show.
If anything, I'll tell you right now, everybody's been always saying they want to go here and go there. They heard about the Indiana trip. Now, there's a lot of guys that are going with us, and we're going to actually put it out there ahead of time.
Hey, that's all fine.
And if anybody needs rides, we're going to turn around and make sure you will get it so they can get down. I think the way it's going right now, we might end up getting a bus.
You know what?
We're probably going to take a bus.
You got to do a survey, the bus ride Friday, survey for the Indiana bus. See what happens.
how much is the tickets for the bus, Joe?
Well, when we leave here, we leave for Long Island round trip, we go 115 round trips, that's food, drinks, everything.
Wow, you got to be kidding me. I may come into New York just so I can get on that bus and ride out there, and it better be all you said it is, Joe. If not, I'm going to talk about you. On Thursday.
I'm going to tell you how I feel right now, Gunny. If you can turn around and get up here on Friday morning, I'll pay for your ticket to ride back with me.
Yo, the way I hear about that bus, it's like walking through the mall. I got to go in there and spend my money so I get the full shopping experience. I don't want you to pay
for it. You ain't got to even worry about it. Put it this way. Angie, if I'm lying, he'll be wanting to throw money at me.
Again.
Put a bus together.
Again. He's going to have his own story to tell once he get off the bus.
Hey, Joe, we got a map. We got a D.C. caller, 202-7381. What's your name, please? Your mic is open. 202-7381. Your mic is open. What's your name, please?
Big George. Big George.
Big George.
Oh, Big George sounds serious, huh?
Yeah, I'm real serious.
Big George in there.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I'm real serious, you hear me?
You real serious?
Oh. Yes, I am. I'm looking forward. I am coming to Fayetteville. Well, I'm calling it with the duster. I can't get a dust or nothing. I can't run the dust on motor. My car ain't built like that. I got to come like the car built. I can't disable my car to run nobody. I'm not going to do it. So we can come to terms of what he needs. We can negotiate it, or we can gamble like gamblers. He can ask what he wants to, and I ask what I want to. We flip for it. Whatever the flip is, that's who get the race. We need to do it like that, but I can't. I'm really, my car not set up to take it off nitrous. I'm not going to run on motor. I can't do it.
Okay. Well, we're going to oblige you somehow. We're going to do something to you.
Right. I'm coming down there. I'm running one time right off the trailer, and that's what I'm coming to do. Whoever want to run, like I say, I'm a small carburetor, small block, one hit of nitrous, no boat on, nothing on my car. I'm all stock. Anybody sit like I sit? I'm running. If I can't get a race like that there, I'm going to run somebody else. Whoever jump out there, you know how I go. I don't really trip off. I don't like going away in that racing. I also don't like going away in that trying to accommodate race. That's when I come to do the good race, that's what I'm going to do. So,
You definitely, I got to say one thing. You definitely come out there and you say you're going to do something. You're going to try something.
Yeah.
You're definitely gonna run. I give you that credit.
You know, the Cookie Monster got a picture of you on the back of his car.
Good.
He said he took your cookies. Edgy, we went to Maryland and Big George jumped on Phil.
Who did?
Big George, right here.
He said he jumped on him.
Yeah, he jumped on Phil's truck against Big George. Big George just knew he gonna do it to him. He had him covered by a long shot, so he went to sleep at the tree. And old Phil got there, took his cookies.
Oh, he doesn't. He got candy from the baby.
Oh. Yeah, he made cookies. I'm gonna take care of that damn Piedmont, though. I'm gonna take care of that real good. Believe that.
This
really got
somebody come up.
Big George has milk with no cookies.
Yo, I remember that. Yo, that was ugly. Right. He got out there and got whooped by a little young kid in front of all them thousands of people, man. That was ugly.
That's what you call a true racer. Sometimes you gotta give it to the little kids so they all they put their hand back in the cookie jar and they get a whooping. They get a whooping this time. Hey. You always let a kid put his hand in the cookie jar and get the first cookie. But when the second cookie you'll get caught, I'm gonna grab his hand and I'm gonna put that switch on him. That's what's gonna happen to the team. I'm gonna put that switch on the team, Mark.
This man talking about he gonna whoop your son, man. Angie, get him.
You know that. But you know what?
I think you got a little video out with the Cookie Monster doing the dance on him. I'm gonna send it to everybody so they can see it. The little dance that they said the Cookie Monster did, and you'll see it. I'll put it on the website so everybody can see it. Right after that race, they were doing the old Cookie Monster dance. It's blue. I don't know if y'all seen the old Cookie Monster, what he looked like. But he was doing the wobble.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Joe. Wait till after April, man. Wait till after April.
That's going to be April 26th. That's going to be a Piedmont.
Right. I'm going to go.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make sure, George, we're going to feed you ahead of time. April 26th, I'm also going to do a pig roast there while we're there. I'm going to have a pig sitting right down. I'm going to roast a pig for everybody. So I know some people don't eat pork, but, hey, if you don't eat pork, there's chicken and hot dog and everything else. But I'm going to make sure we roast a pig.
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
We'll be going down Piedmont. We actually did groundbreaking Friday. It's going to be on the website, LBM Video.
when I'm trying to do down Colonial Beach. The first show is going to be Friday, April 18th. You know,
okay.
And if you can make it, I would like for you to come. It's a 10-car field, and we're going to be word racing from spots, picking out a hat. Just something we're going to be doing on Friday night, once out a month, every month.
Awesome. On Friday night, that's going to be called groundbreaking, you say?
We did a groundbreaking. We actually did a video Friday, me, LBM, and Custom Tees, and the track is Colonial Beach. And what we're going to do,
okay,
we're
gonna okay.
have a, it's going to be a 10-car field. And 10-car mm-hmm. field, is just a, it's going to be 20 cars, really. And you're going to pick out a hat, and you match up. You know, and you won. However you won, you however you two people actually pick out a hat, what kind of cars they got, because everybody can get in. So it's up to the individuals to make the race fair amongst themselves.
Okay.
But if they don't make the race, if they don't make the race fair, they go to the end of the spot. But it should be interesting. I already got like 7 people already on it. We got back half cars, stock suspension, back here. So it's going to be kind of big block, small block. But it's the actual first race going to be April 18th at Colonial
April
Beach.
18th.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I invited you there if I can get you, pick you out of the hat.
Oh, man. That'd be perfect. You can.
Right.
I think I'm going to see what I can do. Cause, huh?
It's gonna be.
You ain't gonna have no more cookies when we keep plucking on you. You ain't never gonna eat. You won't be on the diet, huh, George? That's
yeah,
all good. Hey, hey,
you gotta stop pulling a job.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, though. When I go to Fayetteville, it's on. I'm gonna be like, you know how you put a puzzle together and you can never get that last piece to fit. I'm gonna make that last piece fit.
All right.
You got missing piece to the puzzle? That's your story, or you sticking to it, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. I'm sticking to it. I'm coming to get whoever I pick to run, however I get a race. I mean, you know, I'm gonna try to get the fastest if I can. I don't care who I race. As long as I think I got an edge, I'm gonna try it. So we're not gonna worry about
you
that.
You just gotta be careful because you better walk on eggshells because I heard that Extreme Racing might be in the house.
Well, Van in the house, me and him can definitely get on, as long as it's right off the trailer. I don't care what they do.
Hey, I'm just letting you know that right now because you know Bay go on you. Bay and Rico going to be.
He'll reshoot telephone try to grab him. Huh?
Huh?
Bay will reshoot telephone try to grab him. But tell him I'm Swift Nano, baby. I'm just like Muhammad Ali. I'm saying I'm Swift now, baby.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's real Swift. She ugly now.
Okay. That's what we want to hear.
I put her up last week. She already loaded. Already got nitrous in the fuel line. She ready to go.
That's what we want to hear.
I'm going to be there with the blue ski mask. Ski mask will be in the house.
Ski mask.
We robbing, baby. Gotta get back from your being stoned. That what it is?
we gonna bring cookies to them when we come out there when we go to April.
Look, yeah, Girl Scout cookies is in too.
Yeah, we want to eat. We want to make them eat those. You ever see those peanut butter cookies? We gonna make a whole. We gonna buy a whole box. Nigga, we eat all the peanut butter cookies. No milk, no water. You got to eat them
no
all.
Milk, no
we
water.
Don't want to hear nothing.
Cook, right,
no milk, no water. If you lose, you're going to eat every last one of those cookies within 5 minutes with no
cook,
milk, no
right,
water.
Hey, he ain't coming down there too, is he?
Huh?
They bringing a truck down there too?
No, we're bringing that one to Piedmont. We won't be able to make it there with that one yet. Piedmont, we're going to have both of them because I'm going to leave one down there and then we'll come back and get the other one.
Okay.
So we're going to have both of them down there. Huh?
So where y'all mean that for the bus? Are you sending me a message? Where y'all actually mean that for the bus trip?
Oh, the bus trip? We coming. We got the bus going to Fayetteville and we got a bus going to Piedmont.
Then we got a bus going to Maryland, and then we're going to try to work it out to try to go to Indiana with a bus.
Oh, you want to trailer too, go to Indiana.
We're working on that too.
Hey, Joe, let me open up a few mics real quick, man. You got a few calls on the line real quick. Okay, 804-0482. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Gunny?
What's going on,
shoot,
sir?
There we go. I have my man here.
Man, the weather got...
I ain't gonna call you. Come on, you got to tell us your new name, because I don't want to... You know, the old name was
Man.
So that's what we call it now.
I'm in the middle of another name change. I don't know what I want to call it now. Right now, it's the freak bitch, but, you know, you got a woman on the phone, so I gotta watch
you. You know what everybody told me? No, man.
Don't let me take nobody out of character. Do what it is you do. Grown-ass woman.
I'm sitting back listening to y'all, man, laughing at you.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, no, I don't mean like my health. I mean like my morale.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Shit, I wore a short-sleeve shirt all weekend, and now we got about four, five inches on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard it hit y'all. We didn't get nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all used to always get something.
Yeah. Now they're talking about it's going to be 75 degrees out there this week.
Yeah.
This weekend.
That's
good weather. That's good weather.
Yeah, I mean, it should be good.
Now, you head
we
that
now.
Day too,
we,
ain't you?
Huh?
You head hunting that day, too, ain't you?
Yes, sir. You know, if I got to come in and just run the car, I leave it at home.
That's right.
I'm coming to look for something, yeah.
All right, that's what we want to talk.
Yes, sir. What's up, George? What's happening, big dog?
What's going on, baby? How you feel?
Man, I'm all right. I'm all right, bro. I'm all right.
You're real cool.
You know I got hold of Kamau last week.
I heard about it, man. You know, I heard about it on Facebook, of course, but I was like, damn.
I really like it, man. I wasn't too mad. I mean, I'm trying to drive the car different. I ain't sitting that car in a year. New motor in it, so I mean, I really had fun with him.
George, I still remember how to drive that car, right?
Yeah, well, you can always get in it. You can always get
in it. I still remember how to drive it.
Hey, look, we're going to keep it a secret. We ain't going to tell Long Island Joe. I'm going to put you in the car to run in front.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
You wasn't on the phone, wasn't you?
Look, now you're trying to make somebody else get their cookie stolen.
Nah, I'm going in it straight bias. I'm going in it straight bias. I don't eat meat cookies. I'm a diabetic. I don't eat meat cookies.
Yeah, what happened to y'all Sunday, man? Y'all ain't feel like, Sunday, y'all ain't feel like coming out?
Nah, we got tied down. We got, we got the drag radio car that we got my big block here. And we got tied down, man. Just couldn't get it ready in time.
Okay, so y'all finished going down Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I finished the white car last night, so mine's sitting on the trailer waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
mine's always on the trailer, too.
Everybody need to test out. Don't forget, if we get enough people, it'll be $35. And if you want to test on Friday, they would actually open up. I just got to make sure we got over 20 people. And he would turn around, he would open the track and spray the track for you if you want to test on Friday.
Hey, Josh, the race down Toronto V-Stars, April 18th, the first race.
Who you talking to, me, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm supposed to run Big Head Kenny down there that night.
Right, but we actually did the filming down Friday down John Torres. It'll be even on the night on LBM or tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning. Check it out.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Look, we gotta start changing some of these names, because I want the man getting offended. I called him Big Head Kenny one time. I want the man to finish. Let me give these guys names like that. Is that their name or what is it?
That's what I call him. That's what George called him too, right?
Yeah, we do not change that name. It do sound, hey, Long Island Joe making out a joke, T. That's Long Island Joe for you.
No, this is God. This is no sign. I'm trying to tell you, the man. I just want to make sure.
Well, you know,
I'm calling because somebody else said it, so I thought that was his name. I didn't know. I don't know if that was his name or not.
I thought that was his name too.
I thought somebody is joking on him. We gotta call him something else. Give another name. Y'all can't be doing that. Y'all can't be doing that no more. We gotta call something up.
Hey, Weaver. You hear Joseph, yeah. Man? You can't even call the man Big Head.
Kenny might be on his phone listening, man.
Well, the thing about it, I call him Kenny, but that's what everybody calls him. That's the only thing I know him by.
I know that, but I thought so too.
Hey, he know your name, though.
Yeah, he know mine. Ain't many of them don't know mine.
Yeah.
Hey, he don't like your name at all.
I know he don't like mine, boy.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. Mama got me in trouble over here. I put the slut down here on a piece of pad.
Uh-huh.
And my wife came in there. The hell is this here, the slut? I saw that swing.
See, that's why I wanted to change it, man.
They'll call the car the slut. Oh, shit.
Joe, one of my partners called right when I built the car. He called it the slut. That's where it picked up from, right? This was a couple of years ago. And, you know, I went to the track. I went to Capitol, you know, and all of a sudden there's Civil Wars or whatever. And everybody walked up to me and called me a slut. So every one of them, I was like, man, I ain't no damn slut. You know, the car is slut, the driver ain't.
Right now, putting down the slut.
I mean, it's a good name because everybody know me for that, but, you know, it's a little disrespectful, you know. I guess freak bitch ain't no better, but, I mean, you know.
You don't like that
name,
huh?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. You know, just, the car's a slut, not Dwayne. I ain't a slut. I'm more of a freak.
So now you're going to call it the freak.
Yeah. I don't know what to call it. The hell with it. It's just a piece of shit car, I guess.
They'll think a name for it.
We're going to figure something out.
No, he's going to hit the ski mask, right? George,
yeah, I call my team ass. Me, Robin.
Oh, she Robin. Okay.
I'm Robin.
Okay.
We even blue magic. I think I gotta call my black magic.
You gonna call black magic? Oh,
I might need to do something like it. My homeboy, we even blue magic. I need to be black magic.
But my son called him the Cookie Monster. Him and George, every time, whoever he beat, he said they got to eat a whole box of cookies. And they got to eat them in 5 minutes. You're going to give them a box of cookies, no milk, no water, no nothing.
That's crazy.
Part of the bet. And they're going to give George peanut butter cookies this time. They're going to watch him eat them down.
Hey, Long Island Joe. Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be rough this time, baby. Ain't no sleeping this time.
Yeah, it's going to be rough this time?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot rough this time.
I guess we're going to find out.
Yes, sir. It's April 26th, T-Mon?
Yes, April 26th, T-Mon.
I'm trying to end you, too. Don't think you will get away, sir. I'm going to end you, too.
After you eat all those cookies in 5 minutes, I don't think you're going to race nobody.
Hey, in the country,
Fred, you were gonna have to come mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Oh my! Hey, Joe, let me interrupt for a second, Joe. We got a lot of callers on the line. We got Hurricane, Roosevelt Sykes, Dexter from Fayetteville Drag Strip, Miles from out of Chicago, and Mark Black Assassin. Please, let's. I'm gonna open Hurricane's mic, Joe, and if you can move on down the line, we'd appreciate it. Hurricane,
all right,
the mic
no
is
problem.
Open.
Y'all stay on the mic, Joe. Hurricane, your mic open. What's going on, Mr. Drew?
Hey, man, what's going on? L.I. Hurricane here.
Aye. You all ready to go?
Yeah, man. She all ready to go. You know, we'll load her up Thursday night and head out Friday.
We ready to see if we can knock the boost out, though, right?
Yeah.
I think he might have demoted them and turned them to an LPN.
Huh?
That's what I think. He ain't no more boost doctor. He ain't no more doctor. They call him LPN.
What's that?
A nurse.
Oh, LPN.
He got demoted. He got demoted. That's all.
He ain't answered
the call yet. We waiting for him to answer the call. He calls out like he's going to do something. Let's see what's going to happen. The boost doctor. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey,
Joe here. I was just listening, and I hear there's the boy say he got a small block duster on a stock suspension, small tire.
A duster? On a
didn't
small
boy,
tire?
Didn't the boy, he was talking a little while ago, he said he got a duster, he can't run somebody else?
Oh, you talking about, no, that's from Jersey there, that's Lamont.
Oh, okay.
He coming with us.
Oh, okay.
He coming with us. He going to have his dust out there. After he runs Street Kings Monte Carlo, he's looking for some more action.
Oh, he can run Street Kings Monte Carlo now. I can't handle him.
Yeah. He going to run that. After he run that, then he going right on down the line. He going to mind trying something else.
Okay, no, I can't roll with that.
So it should be real interesting, I'll tell you that thing.
Yeah, it should be, man. It's going to be good.
Joe, is Dennis
yes.
Cut still on?
I'm pretty sure he is. In the cut, you on the line? No, I think he got off. Well, you want to hold to him?
No, wait, maybe you guys. Somebody told me that they was running 29 motor car class.
I don't think it was a motor class. I think it was 29 extreme 29 class they were going to do.
Oh, okay.
Indicut is on the line, but I think he might have had muted his phone and put it down, but he is here. So, I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to reach out to him for you, Hurricane, and we'll go from there. But, Hurricane, can you hang on for a second? Your mic is open so you can jump in any time. Let me tell you, Endicott's mic is open. Big George, the Slut, Hurricane, and Roosevelt Sykes. Yeah, the mic is now open. Come on to the show. Talk to Joe.
Ellis.
What's going on, Rosie?
Nothing much, Big Bro. I'm just sitting back here laughing, listening to y'all cats talk that stuff.
All right. You going to make it down?
Yeah, we're coming down.
You gonna make it down this weekend, too?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what we coming for. I tell you what, we have a good old time. I mean, everybody's talking about doing it, so we're going to see. And the weather's supposed to be 75.
Oh, I know. The Sykes Boys was there when you originated, when you first started. You know I know.
Yes, that's definitely. Y'all was the first one that came when I asked. I said, I need some people coming on down with me. Y'all showing up and answered the call. That's what I definitely got to say. Been there ever since. I got to give you credit. Y'all love your money.
I got to listen to how Phil doing it to him. Phil doing it to him like that?
Yeah, I got to say, he took George's cookies. He took Judge's cookie, he got grounded pound cookies, took alleyway cookies. Oh, man.
He got a list going through, huh? Yeah,
that was good.
I gotta give him credit. He been knocking them all.
That was good.
He was knocking them all. You know, for the first time driving last year, I gotta give him credit. He did good.
That's what it's all about.
And I will tell you something. We actually decided this year, me and Larry T and a few others, we decided we're going to do our own thing with the awards. And we're going to let the people pick. No promoters, nobody else. We're going to let the people pick their favorite race. We're going to let the people pick their favorite driver, the rookie of the year, we're gonna let race of the year. We're gonna let them pick it. We're gonna have us something before up north up here. And it's gonna be a totally different thing. I'm gonna be one of those persons that stand on the backside. I'm not voting. I don't have a chief not voting. We're not none of us gonna vote. We're gonna let the people vote. We're gonna let the races vote. I he didn't even get nominated for that thing, and I'm gonna tell you, and I looked at a couple people that nominated that didn't even have races. Or turn around and just had one race. And I said, wow. You know, it don't matter if you're slow, fast, whatever. You out there doing it, you a grudge racer. Doing it for money, guess what? You a grudge racer. That's what it's all. Just being fair, and that's one of those things. And a lot of people out there, you know, they feel like, oh, man, they didn't get a share, fair shake. They don't think it should be left up to the motors. They should be left up to the races. So we'll turn around this year. We said we're going to do it for next year. When it comes down, we're going to have a nice old party and everybody gonna get to come in and showcase their stuff, and just like this is what grudge racing is all about. You know, when we go down south, you know, it's more, a lot of times it ain't all about the money, it's about the bragging rights on top that we did
right.
Damage to them. And that's all it is. And you know, I do it for the have fun. I go back, we laugh about it, and we gonna meet up again, and that's what it's about. I mean, we will go out there and race, but you know, we just, that's the whole thing. You can't have fun. Ain't no need even doing it.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You know, you get a lot of people that take it to heart, and a lot of people, you know, that's what it is. But everything else I'm going to say right now is Fayetteville is a great meeting spot in the middle there coming down. It's been an 8 mile and quarter mile, and we like doing it. We study coming out every year. We try to make it better. We got another thing, and everybody knows that Piedmont going to be something on April 26th. Buzz Creek on May 25th. Everybody knows the Chicago boys are going to be back up in town. Don Ye and all the other crew coming. They got a wrecking crew that they talking about they're going to do. A lot of races locked in for Piedmont. A lot of races locked in for the 25th. And the reason why, some people say, why are you locked in now? Well, not everybody can come always from Chicago for this week, like they said. But they'll say they'll make that date for the 25th. So if they're coming on the 25th, let's lock them in. Let's make sure we're going to go ahead and do it with them. And that's what it's all about. We're going to show them, we're going to send them some of our hospitality.
That's
like
what it's all about.
Fayetteville. We go to Fayetteville to show some of our hospitality. We need some of their money.
We're going to come out there
and represent.
Hey, listen.
I see somebody on the mic here, too, over here.
Hold on for just a second. Before we get to Voss, your mic is open, but Dexter from Fayetteville Drag Strip. Dexter has a few words he wants to let the people know about the Friday night Test of Tune. So, Dexter, go, and then Voss. Ten and Long Island Joe Bass talking about the Midwest. Getting good too. Go ahead, Dexter. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Dexter? How's everything?
Everything's looking good. I spoke to Alfonso and everything, and I think we can make this happen Friday. If we get just get enough people where it'd be worth the time and trouble as far as with the help. I got Mickey and a few other guys on this end. They're interested in doing it, so I think it's going to be a go. I think the time frame we're looking at will probably be around 4:30
yeah.
Until about 7.
Okay, and what time would it be if we open up on? What would be the time that you want to open?
As far as the case, the case will be open all day, and we're going to have security there at night if anybody wants to stay over and get a vehicle there.
Okay. Now, how about if they open on Tefts and Tomb, what would be the time they would open?
I'm looking. We're looking at around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds good because I know a lot of guys want to come down and try their car out because I know it's snow down up here and didn't get to do anything. So some guys would go on Wednesday night and race in Englishtown, but they got snow up there, so they want to decide maybe that would be perfect for them to go down to Fayetteville.
Right.
Right.
Yes, we appreciate everything you're doing, you and IndyCut, and I think this is going to be one of the best shows ever.
It
definitely seems like it's going to be a good one. Everybody's coming from all over.
I think it's going to be a great show. All you guys put in a lot of effort in making this happen, and I'll be checking our Facebook page, and we're getting a lot of feedback, a lot of people just building up the hype, you know. So all I got to say for all the race stoppers, no race stoppers allowed. I'm not going to have my race stopper detector out there, and I'll personally escort them off the premises. We're there to have a good time. We'll see some race.
All right. That sounds good. I guess we'll be seeing you down there Saturday or Friday.
That's right. I've ordered a hot dog and some fish and chicken and all that. So we got a hospitality tent for the all you guys, you know. So while the food lasts, we're going to stay on the inside.
Okay. Yeah. Clear that shit up.
Yeah, I got a big man, Dwayne, coming over there. We're going to eat part of that hog. So
and that's got you telling me down here every day, so you know they like it.
A little bit. Just very little bit, Joe.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
your blood
bit, pressure
bro. Your blood pressure ain't gonna go up. I'll get some hot sauce. They'll take it down.
Nah, you know I'm on a new training diet. So.
Oh no! Well, don't worry about it. I eat your proportion.
Well, you eat my proportion. I can't eat like I want to eat, man.
Oh Lord, no! Come on, don't say that.
Yeah, trying to get it down to about 7-8%.
Okay.
Yeah, 7-8% body fat.
7-8% body fat.
Yeah.
Tell the people how tall you are, how much you weigh right now.
6'5", 282 when I weighed in at the gym today.
All right, he's driving the Mustang, so I was going to let y'all know. That's the man right there, formerly known as the slut, but now it's called the freak.
Yeah. I have it straight by Saturday.
So what happened?
I have my mind made up by Saturday now.
So that's going to go out of summer for $10. For
$10. All right, we got 301-6209.
You skipped over Vaz, Joe. Now, you know Vaz don't like that. You skipped Vaz.
Oh, go hit my man Vaz. You on there? I'm sorry. My bad, Vaz.
What's going on with you, Long Island?
Not much. How's
Johnny,
everything with you?
What's going on with y'all? I'm chilling out, man. I'm good. All this snow up here, man. All this snow. We ain't had no time to do nothing.
Okay, you gonna make it down?
Yeah, I'm gonna ride down probably with Larry Friday, and we'll be down there for Saturday just to ride down. But we ain't get a chance to test in soon, so but we definitely be ready for April. We definitely be ready to come down there in April though to mess with y'all. Come down there and cluck on y'all head a little bit.
Oh shoot, we gonna have special hospitality just for y'all.
we gonna come just to play with y'all. We got a whole lot in store for y'all.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we got a whole lot in store for y'all.
You want to disclose anything?
Nah, not too much of it. We gonna have that photo booth out though. We gonna have
I
that
like
photo
that.
Malibu out. That little street car.
You had a little Malibu down there.
Yeah, we gonna bring another photo Malibu. We gonna bring that two-door blue boo too, the one that you raced when you came up here.
Oh, you bringing that, huh?
Yeah, we gonna bring that down there too. He say he got something special for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he say he got something special for you. He say, long as the little boy driving again.
He gonna drive. Yeah, look, I'm gonna tell you something. What happened on that race? Now I'm gonna tell you, and I already knew. I kind of like knew he wasn't. It was gonna hurt him a little bit, but I guess he didn't realize. His vacuum pump, he already had shit. He ran the car with no vacuum pump. He knew it sealed up. That is like a grown man going out there trying to run with a bag of mask over his mouth and nose and trying to go that 100 yard thing. And guess what? He couldn't breathe no more. I know what happened.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Don't worry about
it. He so said it. He said, make sure
yeah,
you
look,
tell him that we will
say,
be in the house.
Still said he ain't worried about it because he's still over here stealing cookies. He always... He gonna take his cookies too.
Okay, we gonna see.
You'll see. We gonna definitely take. What that group called? Alley what? Alley boy.
Alley boy racing. Yeah, that's Alley. That's
boy
my buddy name. Alley boy racing. Yeah, they coming with Wild Wild Racing. We gonna be down there in the house.
Yeah, we gonna call him Alley Cat. When we finish. That's what he's going to call. He's going to call him Alley Cat.
Yeah.
He's going to change his name.
He's going to take that for now. He at work, so he couldn't get on the show. But he definitely, he'd say he's going to come get his lick back.
He going to come get it back? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going
to come get his lick back.
He ain't like to see a little boy be out in front of
him. He help watch some souls, man.
Nah, he ain't like that.
Uh-oh. All right, so we definitely see y'all on the 26th. We'll see you at Fayetteville this week.
Yes, sir. We will be down there this weekend. We'll come down there and support you.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I really do. We sure going to come
okay.
right on back up to you, show you our appreciation. We're coming right back to y'all.
Okay, and you
all
know
right.
I got that race coming June 28th. At Albany, Georgia, Bobby Wildchild track, all street car race.
All street
but,
car
all,
race.
Yes, it's a street car race, but other cars is welcome on the premises, but it's going to mainly be for the street event. But, you know, it's going to be other grudge races going on, so. And we're going to have a $2,500 pot. It's going to be the North versus the South.
Okay.
Invasion of the Midwest Killer, so. No, y'all get together. You know, y'all ain't got nothing to do. Y'all come on down, man. We gonna definitely have a ball down there. Get it in.
Okay.
Them boys down
all
there
right.
in the South. We gonna go down there and get them a good dental plan and come on back home and laugh about it.
Oh, man.
We gonna take all the goals out the front of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. I see some of them got diamonds in the grill, so you gotta be careful.
Yes, sir. We're going to have all that go.
Well, we're going to see what we can do. We're going to see if we can send a couple guys down there because we're going to do a lot of traveling this year.
That's okay, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're definitely doing a lot of traveling. So we just came back from, we went down to Mississippi last week and had a ball down there with them. So, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, as long as I got my health, I'm a ride. All I got to do is have my health. If I don't make it, I will be sending my two sons, one or two. They'll be coming. They'll be doing some little ride for me.
Okay. Okay.
And, yeah, but, so it'll definitely be on. So I'll
okay,
see you
yeah,
down there this weekend.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll see you this weekend, buddy.
Okay, you take care, boss.
Okay, buddy.
All right. All right, take care. I think I got Mark from Black Assassin. You on?
Hey, what's going on, fam?
Not much. How's everything?
Oh, everything is good, man. Had a little blanket of snow down here and everything. I've been listening to the guys talking about the 26th down at Piedmont. But
yeah.
I really call in tonight. Long, I want to let you know we got a little something.
Sure.
We got a little something that we're gonna bring out here. Small type car. Called got a name called Amnesia.
Amnesia.
So Amnesia, special on the 25th. On the 25th of May,
mm-hmm.
at the creek when the boys come down, small tire car, Camaro, 82-85 body style. So we would love to
okay.
get something locked in on that. If you, I mean, you know, if you can make that happen.
Okay, what is it, small block or big block?
Big block.
Big block on spray.
Big block on spray.
And small tire?
Small tire.
Stock suspension?
Stock suspension.
Full
all
interior?
Right.
No, I ain't got full interior. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely turn around. I will make something happen.
I can't make the commitment for them yet because I forgot to talk to them about the 26th. But,
okay.
On the 18th of Colonial Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody fit that category, we come on up and get some.
Okay, you got it. You definitely got it. We'll definitely make sure we're going to put that out there.
Yeah. I'll be heading on down. I'm going to head on down to the Intercut meet this week.
Okay.
I want to take the car, but I'm not for sure because we ain't made a test on it this year. And I don't want to go down to the test. I'm going to go down to the run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand at with that.
Okay, but if you need a test session or whatever, if you get in touch with me ahead of time, Dexter said he will open up the track for us.
On Friday night,
he would turn around. It could be 35, as long as we got 20 cars and $35 a hit, that's it. We had a test in the car. That's what he said he would do. He would actually have the track. They were actually prepping and everything for us. Once we get 20 cars, and I know already he's been giving calls already, and they're committing for the cars to come in, and if that's the case, it'd be perfect. And nobody has to worry about trying to get a test session somewhere. Can't get it here and there because everything is snowed. So if you want to get it down there in Fayetteville, no problem. You can get in and
yeah,
do
that
it.
That might work. I don't know if you got my number or not, but you let me know on Thursday.
Okay.
And I can pack up and leave early Friday morning or Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'll do is you got my number. If you want, you just give me a call Thursday morning.
Okay. All right,
that'll work. And we're working right on through. I feel like all the decks up, make sure everything's all up, ready to go for you guys, and that's it.
And I'm gonna have George get some of y'all boys off my buddy George's back too.
Look, when he ain't got no more cookies, that's when we gonna get off his back. As long as he got cookies, we gonna keep taking them.
Yeah, see, if George gotta eat the cookies, man, what they gotta do? If George comes through.
Hey Joe, can I ask you a question, Joe?
Yeah, you go ahead.
What can you do with a blue Camaro?
What can we do with the blue Camaro? What blue Camaro?
Don't worry about it. It's just a blue Camaro. what can you do with a blue Camaro, man?
Wait. You gotta tell. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of cars out there that are looking for runs, but you gotta tell me who.
What can you do with a blue Camaro? It's a stock suspension. It's a stock suspension Camaro on nitrous.
Well, I'm not on nitrous. I'm a horsepower.
Okay, but you got your network going on. So what can you do with it? And they from your backyard too. They are right across the water from you.
Well, put it this way, I don't know a car. I can't say no close car. But if you bring the car up to me and show me the car, I can always accommodate.
No, Joe. I just want to know what can you do.
This is the difference between a grudge race. You're not gonna turn around and put a killer or somebody you think you just got a GW win.
It's a stock suspension. It's a stock suspension car.
Yo. Hello.
Yo.
What's going on?
I've never
seen
her.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you're on. Who am I speaking to?
What's up, Joe? This is E. You
don't
got
to
be
what's going on,
crazy.
E? That's good. Is he talking about your car? Listen,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Joe, sing it to the tune now.
Yo, listen, hey, you know what I should have did? I should have locked him in
I should have rocked him and said, I would run your heads up. And then when he got there and they turned around and he ain't had no stop suspension, he would have looked knucklehead. He had to pay me my money.
But you know what you did?
Well,
you know what you did?
I should have just did it. I should have just took his money.
Hey Joe, you know I don't know what I'm talking about. You know I'm just a fan. I'm still waving in the stands and whatnot. But how you know if he ain't got a blue Camaro stock suspension? How you know if he ain't got another one over there, Mr. Know So Much?
I know the car.
Nah, you know that car.
See,
you know
listen,
that car, Mr. Know It All.
See,
you know that
you're
car,
just a green
Mr.
Leaf. You're Greenleaf. You're Greenleaf.
Yeah, you're right. I'm Greenleaf.
You're Greenleaf.
I'm trying to learn. That's why I'm at all these events. I need to learn. I need to find something out, man.
You know the problem with you right now? They got too much fertilizer around you, and you start to burn. You're going to die, so you be careful. You may get a lot of water
around
you.
Oh, man. Yo, you trying to say they got too much shit around me? You said it's a nice thing. You said fertilizer, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You're
ready to burn, so you better get some water around you.
Oh, man. Come on.
And don't let no dog pee on you, because you're really going to die.
I'm a grow.
Oh, man.
If I get that
no,
dog,
no,
just,
no.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is that blue Camaro going to be down on the 25th? Hello?
I think he might be having a phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You going to have a blue Camaro there on the 22nd?
The blue Camaro's already there. It's there right now.
All right. So you're going to be down there?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay.
All right, now that was Big Wayne that asked that question. He wanted to know if you're going to be there.
This was Mark. I wanted to know if he was going to be there on May 25th.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be there, too. He's going to be at Bud Creek.
Who that? Mark calling me? I put the phone down for a second. What did he say?
Oh.
No, I didn't call you, Brother Wayne. You know, I see you all the time. I want to holler at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Wayne? I just was saying about the blue Camaro, because we got a gold one just like that. We, you know, just got together.
Oh, okay.
And on the 25th, we were trying to lock in somebody on May 25th. Amnesia. Got a Camaro called Amnesia.
All right. You hear me?
Yeah, bring it up. We here.
You want to try to lock that in? Small town, big block on spray.
They got a
stock suspension.
Short deck. Okay. One carburetor, two carburetor.
I don't know about that one.
They got amnesia.
Yeah, got amnesia. Small time.
Small time, 275
gag ready.
Oh, that's cool. Nice, man. Real nice.
See, up here, we ain't got to do nothing real, Biggie. We just do something, for, something small, something for some fun.
I know what you're saying. But listen, up here, we still in the snow, bro. You know what I mean? Nobody I know ain't got out and got no testing in. Nobody I know. Now, the people in the South, y'all ain't got the snow like us. You know, so they getting it in. I need to get on that track. It's like a trainer, you know, a fighter.
Right.
You know, I need to get in the ring and get my ring rust off.
But that's why I say May, because the April showers are going to bring them May flowers, so that's all. I mean,
absolutely.
There's going to be no snow on the ground then.
Yeah, I hope not, but I mean, see, we from New York. You know, we done got snow in April and May before. Right, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it
ain't
got to
be, I mean, you know.
But I will be there the 25th. I promise you that. I will be there the 25th. God's
will,
as long as I'm
breathing,
I will be there
at 25th. Well, I'm not asking you to lock up nothing today. I just want, lock no money up, you know, just trying to get a global race, that's all.
Yeah, we can do it. You ain't said nothing. That's cool, man. I'm the easiest person in the world to deal with. Easy.
Hey, bro,
you
hey, bro, look. You, know,
sit,
you probably don't really
sit,
know
me,
but
me.
I know you like that.
Yeah, I'm easy, man. I'm a hooker. I'm easy.
Is that E from Long Island Joe?
Yeah, that's yeah. It is.
Purple Haze E.
Huh?
Is that Purple Haze?
No, ain't no Purple Haze, nothing. This is the real E.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Joe.
I know who he's talking about, Joe. Purple Haze. This is E.
Oh, okay. My bad. I sold
this.
World, I sold
this. No, but it's all good. So this is world famous E.
Oh, okay. I ain't know, man.
That's the one. The last time I seen him, he will stand past the 3:30.
Hey, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth. That was a fluke, man. That was a fluke.
Well. It would be interesting, I'll tell you that. Everybody
yeah.
said they're coming out to do something. Just hope that they can please do their thing. Don't tell them how to stop talking, and when we get there, they start doing that two-step.
Right,
doing that wobble-wobble. You know, Gunner, he's famous for that two-step. He'll talk a good game, then back on out. You don't
want to
talk about that.
Yo.
Silver Slack.
What's that?
Silver Slack.
What's up, bro? Who this, Cut?
Yeah, this is Cut.
Oh, okay. What's happening, bro? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still. I fell off for a second, y'all. I was cooking. But check this out. I talked to them boys. You know the boys I had you on the phone with, Rusty Nail?
Yeah, the Rusty Nail.
Yeah, they still want to do it, man. He had he raced somebody like last weekend,
uh-huh.
And they say something happened to his car. He's fixing it now. He should have it fixed by Wednesday. He said. So I don't know if people, but if
hello,
the bad folks has already locked me. So I know they want to run. You know, I just want to let you know.
Well, yeah, because man, we had a problem with the nitrous on my car, so I'm gonna be back down there on motor again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be back down there on motor again.
You know what that means? That means you and Papa, I can get busy then. Papa, I talked to Papa. He's looking for somebody that didn't run on motor. He's still on motor, right?
Yeah, I'm on motor, but Papa said he ain't on motor.
Well,
Papa got gas on his now.
Well, I see, this is the thing. I don't think he got it up there yet. He's going to have it up there by the time y'all get ready to do the gas race in April, right?
Yeah, well, we supposed to be going gas April. I gotta send. I ordered a new kit from Ernie from you know that dude Ernie from Country Car, and
yeah.
He sent me the wrong kit. But I opened a kid at Christmas. I opened my shit up and played with it a little while, you know. But now
yeah.
I gotta package the shit back up and hope that he'll take it back, you know.
Well, you tell him what to deal with. I'm pretty sure he'll take it. He probably
yeah. Yeah, I told him that I opened it up because, I mean, I was ready to, you know, throw it right on, but we just found that out Friday, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was like I knew that I wanted to go there. Now, my goal was I don't want to ask nobody for nothing, you know, but I can't beat everybody in the cut, you know what I mean? But I will race, you know. So, I mean, I'm going to just be down there looking for all the motor cars and because one of my partners called me and said that you had a 29 all motor class on 29s, and I didn't
That's
know, 20, you know.
It's 28. It's 28. 20. It's all blocks on 28. If I knew I could get at least eight or better three blocks that were all on motor on 28 or 29, you know, together or something like that, I would do it, but I haven't been able to do it yet. You know what I mean? I haven't been able to get enough cars to do it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we coming down Friday night. And the guy that's on there on the track, he said we can stay at the track, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to probably come down Friday night, you know, if they have enough. I'll keep up with Long Island. He'll let me know if they got enough or whatever.
We were happy in China. You know, we were wondering about that the whole time. He was going to go ahead on that school stuff, so I finally came through. Joe was talking to me, finally came through. So that's it needs somewhere to test because nobody has been able to test, you know, up past, you know, Virginia State line. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, I mean, you know, we've been lucky that all of us around here, we've been lucky that had the last few weekends with decent weather, you know.
Right.
Where we could go, you know, the MIR or whatever, but, I mean, like, this snow came in last night, man. And I'm going to tell you, it really threw the wrench in things. Y'all didn't get any snow down there, right?
No, we got cold-ass, icy rain and shit, same damn thing.
Yeah, that's what we got. I mean, we didn't get snow. We got basically sleet, you know, but we got, like 2 or 3 inches of sleet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
hope it
should
be out
here. Wednesday,
Friday,
it's
Saturday, so hopefully all this should be gone.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too, man. I mean, it got me down. I hate to see the weather do this, but it's God's work, so, you know.
Well, don't get down. YouTube and look at some of my damn videos. You'll be back up.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching. I got about 100 of them, so I mean, I done watched all them.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 degrees out there Saturday.
So, well, we coming. Yeah, one thing about it, we do something. Like, it could be raining and we'll still come. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Now that we got our mind made up that we coming, I know Weeby, I think we going Friday. He going to leave when we go Friday. Well, we coming there. We got Dirty Harry coming down with that stock suspension small block. He going to do the shootout. Did he call you yesterday?
Harry?
Yeah, Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I gave him your number yesterday.
He's trying to get into Street Killer.
Say it again? What? Yeah, he's trying to get into some street, a stock block, small block shootout or something you got.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one gun or something like that.
Well, it's really, as long as you have a stock block, small block, you can get in and on 28. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. And I know you said that Extreme 29, that's anything goes, right?
Yeah, it's 28 or 29. Come on what you want to come on, as long as no chassis car, no wheelie bar, and you come to win.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that free entry or?
Yeah, it's free entry. Everybody, each class has a minimum of 12 cars, so we're still going to run it with 8, but we do have.
Okay. Well, yeah, that'd be something to jump into and have a good time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How much? 4,000.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I'm getting in that. Ain't got no jail. Yeah, I'm getting in that. No time on the board, right?
And no time
no
on the
time.
Board, man.
No time
okay.
on the board.
All right.
Well, you're going to have plenty. You have right men in motor cars there, too, that be looking for action. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have my hands full when I get there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kenny Beecham supposed to be bringing that his Mustang, the Headliner. That's what I think. That's what they call the Headliner or something like that.
Yeah. I had him on the phone with some boys from South Carolina. They talked about it. So hopefully, I think it's going to work out as long as his car is still. You know, he had a transmission problem, so he just had to fix it. Come in and check, pass the check, and make it home.
Yeah, shit. He gonna fix it because he done built most of the transmissions around here, so. He'd be all right.
Yep.
Shit, he the one that do all the training. I mean, he build him himself, so that's like me. If I break my motor, I'm going to fix it myself, so, you know.
I ain't mad.
Well, yeah, it'll be sweet down there, man. And Joe Minicanzi, him and Weeby, they locked in already.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had him in a Fallen on the phone, too. They had a car in their camp, they would have tried to move a small block with, but Joe and them said they hadn't had a chance to test it. Bring it. They can't tell you.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm gonna try him myself. I mean, like I said, I know he on gas or whatever, but what the hell? I'm coming to Gamble, man. An event like that. You know, you come to gamble. You ain't got to gamble for a lot, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, just do it.
And bad part about it, I wanted the gas to be on the car because then I ain't had to ask nobody for shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm tired of asking. I mean, you know, I'm tired of worrying about somebody making it fair. You know, and then again, I'm so pissed off about it, I might not ask for shit anyhow.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, there's gonna be plenty of runs. I gotta say that.
Plenty of stuff to go out there to do it with.
That's correct. Now the 29, that's 8th Mile, right? Cut.
Yeah. Yeah. The 28-29 is 8th Mile.
Okay. Look like a lot of guys from up this way coming. A lot of guys from up north coming. So and it's gonna be plenty of boys from down south coming. So.
Yeah.
It'll be all right, man. We're gonna have a good time down there this weekend.
Yeah. The weather is looking real good. 75. The 70 to 75 degrees, so no rain.
That's all I want.
Oh, yeah. That's
good race.
I mean, we got some races that lined in that they got to be at the line at a certain time, and that's what I like. So ain't nothing that I have to wait to 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock, in the lanes. Let's go. Let's get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
And everybody listening to the shootout, each day, if you're in one of the shootouts, I'm going to call you all up at a certain time, to everybody get an official shakedown together, and even after that, I'm going to call everybody back the first round when we draw for first round or whatever. So, I just want to, if we can keep it in order and keep it going smooth, it'll be nonstop action all day.
Man, Popeye is coming down looking for action on Moto, right?
Yeah, he already called. I mean, I can see if I can get him on the phone. You want me to see if I can get him on the phone?
No, I just texted him just now to see if he was on motor. He told me the car was on gas.
Wait, you supposed to be on gas too, right? But you ain't.
Yeah, but I was supposed to be on gas.
I figured he was going to wait too. To y'all get ready to do it.
Yeah. Let's see what I wanted to do. I wanted to, either way I'd have been screwed because I wanted to test. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wanted to test. Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta shake them things down. You know
Yep. You got time to test it. Come on down there. If you get your license right, don't worry about your own motor. Next time you get back, to the track, hope you have everything with you.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it should be real interesting, I gotta say. But I'm gonna open up a mic right quick. I got a 410-0961. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, it's Donald.
Hey, what's going on, Donald? How's everything?
What's up, man? I heard y'all talking about dancing. I want to make sure your feet ain't broke for
over April 26th. I couldn't hear you, Donald. For some reason, Donald, your mic is a little muffled. Hello, Donald?
Joe, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What'd you say now, Donald?
I was just saying, I heard y'all talking about dancing and all that, so...
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure you're all right. Your feet ain't broke.
No, my feet ain't broke. We're going to dance.
All right.
I promise you, I'm giving you the rematch. I know we only going to the 8th this time, but I'm going out. Well, we're going to the 8th of the quarter. That's right. Which one was it?
Close, ain't we?
So we bet on the quarter, and we bet on the 8th and quarter. So whatever happens at the 8th happens at the 8th. Whatever happens at the quarter, that is on there too.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
we're leaving.
I'm gonna go out there and try it right there. I'm a man of my word. If I tell you I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, you see what happens. I'll probably get beat again, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Come on, Joe. Hey,
don't tell that like you don't know. You're going to cut that out. You're out in front of you all the way to the 8th and everybody's seen it.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Cameras on and everything on.
I ain't making no excuses. I just got a heavyweight, but I'm going to try you again just to do it.
Yeah.
Avenge my loss. But I still say, at 3,300 pounds, all motor small block, I know there ain't no weight and grudge racing and all that. But at 3,300 pounds, I don't think, on a straight head, ain't nothing out there beating me.
Ain't nothing out to the beach.
I don't think so.
I mean, you know, Gunnin over there, he talking a good game. He said he got a 3,300-pound car, street car he supposed to have. I don't know what happened to him. He got quiet. He's supposed to be building him a small block, more power or something.
Small block,
I don't know.
Straight head. Small block, straight head, 3,300. I'm taking on all comers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go right to the scale at the track, get on the scale and weigh them so everybody knows what's up, and then pull them in the line.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, Gunner, they said Gunner, he's building him a car now, so, you know, he a green leaf. We got to get him early.
Who's going to drive it?
Gunner driving.
He's going to drive it, too?
Gunner going to drive the car.
Okay. Hey, we're leaving.
Give
like
him the right lane, because he likes to turn right all the time, so you give him the right lane. Yeah, you don't want to go in.
Are you still running Lamont?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but Big George said he's going to be there.
Because I just got on the show late. I got on the show late. I was doing homework with my daughter and all. So,
okay.
I was just curious.
Lamont
really
told
even,
me
really that night.
Lamont said he don't care. After he do one race, he's going to do another.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. That's the race I wanted to see. I wanted to see George and Lamont. I know he talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm. Lamont said he gonna be headhunting. He said we either go home with a brake truck or we go home broke.
That's right. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. I can't wait, man. I'm so excited. We're leaving Thursday night.
Oh, you guys leaving Thursday night? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, get the car ready, or he didn't get his car ready?
He's having some family thing, something with his dad and stuff, so I don't think he's going to make it.
Okay.
I didn't try to put the man's business out there, but he definitely wants a race, for sure. But he,
okay.
Yeah, a couple of issues. But he definitely, you know, he plans on being in all the other races. He got everybody coming for him, but, you know, like I told him, I said, you know, you got small block one kit, you need to stick with that. Let me race these 600-inch motors with two systems and sheet metal intakes and all that. Make it fair. But he don't care.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't one time.
No, I got to give him credit.
I think he's got like 15, 16 people want to race him.
Huh?
He's got everybody want to race him. I think he's supposed to race Mark Hayes. He's supposed to race G Money again. He's supposed to race some people. I don't know if he's supposed to race that guy Kenny again. He raced Kenny last year. What they call him, Big Head Kenny or whatever? And he's got all kinds of races, man.
What'd you say his name was?
They call him Big Head Kenny, I thought.
Okay, we're going to change the name because I think that ain't his name. I think we gotta make sure we don't be calling the man's name by mistake. I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to call the man out of his name, but that's what I heard everybody calling.
Yeah, because I thought it was too. I don't think it go like that. So I just want to make sure nobody gets
upset. What's his name now?
You know, because you know we all supposed to be friends
Kenny?
And everything.
Yeah,
well, we probably call Shake Down Ken or something.
Oh, okay.
Boogie Down Ken, heck with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just heard there's a lot of people trying to that were going to race, you know, wanted to race him this year, so, hell yeah. So. But he's up for it.
I know I don't know if it's your phone or my phone, but it's down awful low, Donald. But I know, like, what's his name, Big Dwayne on the phone right now. He's no longer called the slut. We go call him the freak.
The freak, huh?
They call his car the freak because people start going up to him, oh, you the slut.
What he got, Joe?
He's got the Mustang, the silver Mustang.
Small block?
No, big block.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he had. They called the slut back then. It's Big Dwayne.
Oh, he's the one that ran Wolfpack last year, right?
He ran P&J, I think, that truck at Capitol, I think, the little truck.
Oh, I thought he ran
truck.
The blue one.
I think it's more like a silver's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, my buddy's got a 91 Dodge Dakota, low power, small block, on radio. He's gonna be at Bud's Creek, the 25th. And this is a month and a half out or whatever, but he's definitely gonna be there. All motor, small block pickup truck, 91 Dakota, all steel, fiberglass hood. That's it.
Okay, he's going to be looking for a run also?
Yeah. Small block, like I said, fiberglass hood, that's it. Everything else is steel. Drag radio. Everything's in the truck. Small block, Mopar.
Okay. I just want to make sure I let everybody know what we're doing at Piedmont Dragway that day. We're actually having a conventional head shootout. Back half or allowed to run nitrous or stock suspension can run nitrous. If you have a round two chassis car, there is no nitrous on the cars. And that'll be $100 entry, $3,000 to win, $1,000 runner up. And that's what we're doing there. We're actually getting everything situated the way we're supposed to, and it's looking pretty good. We're actually going to do the same thing on at Capitol. I mean, not Capitol, Capitol, Buzz Creek. That's going to be on the 25th. We're actually going to try to include a little something. We're thinking about it now. We're seeing how we can work it out. We're trying to incorporate something going on. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. I want to make sure before we go ahead and do this because I think we're going to have a couple sponsors might come in there and help us out, and hopefully we'll make a really big one out of this thing. I mean, we said we're going to take a few cars over to Indiana on June 7th. I mean, we want to go over there. We want to show our face, and we're coming down there. We're actually going to take a couple cars and maybe from New York, New Jersey, Virginia, and Maryland, and D.C. And basically, we're going to run together. We're going to be coming from north, going out west.
Sounds good. Well, hey, I'm going to get off here.
That's what we're working on now. So
well, hey, Joe, I'm going to get off here.
Definitely be a good time. But I've got 5 minutes to go on the show here. And if you got anything else to say, I got one more person I got to open this mic up for because I see him sitting here. And I didn't get to him. But stay on the mic now, okay? 610-2422.
Your mic's open. What's up, Mr. Gray?
All right. How you doing, Stefano?
We're getting there. Just working. Just trying to get everything lined up for this season. We're getting close. We're getting hungry. You know what I mean? I wish I could make Fayetteville, but I just can't get out. But I think we'll definitely be ready. We might do this Piedmont deal and definitely Bud's Creek. That's our show.
Okay, and if everything works out, this guy is supposed to be coming through. They're going to be telling me about it. They got supposed to have a conventional head, big block, chassis car, and they're talking about running us at the creek. So I'm waiting for them.
He got action. That's easy. You know that.
That's what I told him, motor to motor. And if they bring that car, I told him, y'all got all you on hand. We're going to try.
Absolutely.
So I know.
Are you ready to
count
me in if you're taking some cars down to Indiana? You were saying?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be
I might take that trip
with
you.
We're going to go there twice. I think we're going there twice. We're actually going to one of the races, on 41. And then we're going to go to Milan. We're going to actually go to one of Little Tony's. We're going to bring cars. We're going to basically bring the first one is going to be more like a small tire car.
That's US 131, Joe. That's US 131. That's US 131. That's July 26th, the Motor City Mafia. And it's a $10,000 race going down, and that is US 131, July 26th in Michigan.
Okay. Oh, that's Michigan. Okay, but we're also talking about on June 7th, we're going to be down there at 41. That's the track, right? 41 at Shams Race?
That's correct. That's at 41. That's June 7th at US 41. That's in Indiana. And once again, we have July 26th, Motor City Mafia, Lil Tony. That's at US 131 in Martin, Michigan. That track is a sister track to Buds Creek. Those two tracks to me are almost identical.
Okay. Now, how far is that from where I was last time? Gunner, how far is that away from where we came in? I mean, we went to
That's actually closer. You guys get to that track. That's about a 3-hour difference. So that shortens your trip by about 3 hours.
Okay. Great. All right, we want to make sure when we come there, that's a lot of grudge races there that day too, or is it going to be just that class?
No, that's correct. The main event, actually, the event is a grudge racing event. No times. Everything is no times, including the $10,000 shootout. There was a $10,000 shootout going on July 26th at the Motor City Mafia race. There is no times, once again, shown on the boards at all during the entire event. No time event, period. I tell you what, you can go on Facebook and look at you can look at the event going on, or you can go to www.clocksoff.com and find out more information about it, as well as the races going on around the country. Once again, that's www.clocksoff.com. You'll see yourself up there also, Mr. Long Island Joe.
Okay. No problem. We're definitely going to be representing this year. And like they said, you guys said they got a car over there, conventional head. Well, Mr. Peter Jackson, we will be there. We will knock him off. We're going to drive him off that Buds Creek. I promise you that. Well, when you get ready to bring this thing out there, you're going to be surprised. Now, you make sure you take that back, okay? Got it? I guess you didn't hear me, huh?
Joe, I hear you. I just want you to know, I'm about to take it back. Chicago was on the line listening. You see them 773 numbers on the You see them
definitely
seven, seven, on the line. Yeah, they on the line. They are
listening. Yeah. Are they on the line? Well, guess what?
Yeah,
I can't wait to come there. We're gonna show them some hot stuff. Matter of fact, I'm gonna ask Ronald to make me a few pieces to have over here just for y'all.
Hey,
Joe.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pizza game. Where are you at?
What's that? I'm right here,
Gunny. You are there. Okay.
I'm here.
Pizza Gangster. When I come up there, so once again, Pizza Gangster, tell me about your restaurant. Where is it located at?
Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
Go ahead. You said Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. I know myself. Leroy, Larry, we're going to make a special trip over to Pennsylvania when we go up that way.
You don't have a table waiting for you, bro. Guys are on the house. How's that?
All right, that sounds good. We're all about support.
Hey, man, y'all ain't leaving me.
Hey, Joe, you can't go. You can't go, Joe.
This is Vaughn.
That's Vaughn.
All right. Hey, Vaughn, what you mean we ain't leaving you? You don't eat pizza.
What?
You don't eat pizza. You told me that Chicago got the best pizza in the United States.
Nigga, that's a lie.
But I tell you what, man, we're going to check out Pizza Gangster. We're going to get some pizza. But when we go up that way, man, when we hit Maryland, I guess we're all jump in there. We're going to follow up.
Absolutely.
We're going to follow Joe back to Pennsylvania. We're going to hit that restaurant up. Once again, Pizza Gangster, I want to let you know you have my full support for your business. Whatever I'm in the area with me or my family, we will definitely patronize you.
Definitely. I appreciate that. Listen, my door's always open. We got plenty of tables here.
Hey, Boss, what you got for Pizza Gangster up there?
I don't know. What do you got? What do you got over there?
I think Scandal sounds good for Pizza Gangster.
He got a conventional head, big block, all motor. All motor.
All motor, no nitrous, conventional head, big block. We got Clint for him.
How's he shit?
Clint Smith. We got Clint. He said he back half all motor. Back half all motor. Matter of fact, he like 3,600 pounds, 3,700 pounds. Only thing,
well,
fiberglass on his car is the hood.
He got action.
We don't mind racing, but we ain't going on those scales.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, we got Clint for him. We got Clint. You say conventional head?
Conventional head.
Oh, I might knock the knockers off for you. I might knock the knockers off my boots for you.
Huh?
I said I might knock the knockers off my boot for you.
What, your
favorite? I'm on my boo. Nah, my two-door boo. I got a two-door boo big block, conventional head.
No chicken.
Small tire, though. How big your tires is?
Yeah, we got big tires
on
the car.
Y'all got big tires?
Yeah, we got big tires.
I might take them 29s I got and just try you.
How do you say again?
What you say?
How do you say it again?
It's a big box conventional head. It's a nitrous car, but I might knock the nitrous off for you.
We definitely
do some good.
Set that race up.
It's on 29s.
Okay. We
gonna have that car
up,
down. We gonna have that car. We're going to have that car there on the 26, too.
Oh, you going to have
it
at Piedmont?
Creek?
Yeah, we're going to have the car at Piedmont.
They're going to have it at Piedmont.
I'm going to try to make. We're going to see if we can make Piedmont.
If y'all don't make Piedmont, we having a race June 7th in Chicago. We're Indiana, our home track. We're having a race that June 7th. And then I'm having a race June 28th in Albany, Georgia. So I'll make a date to meet you.
All right, we'll definitely get together. Any chance you coming out to Budge Creek on the 26th?
Budge Creek, what
the
I say?
25th of May is Budge Creek.
The 25th of May? I don't 26th. Know. I don't know. I might do make that race. I might do.
Joe, you get him locked in, like I said, maybe, like
hey,
I said, if we should
hey,
be.
Hey, Gunner, didn't we have a date for that weekend? Got it.
Shut it up, fellas.
Damn.
You know what said.
I think we had a date for that weekend, but if we ain't got no date, shit, you know, we traveling. We'll come up that way.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Joe, you put it together. You know we're ready to race.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'll do everything I can. I'll try to make the team on race.
Oh, yeah. I got
okay.
It.
I'll definitely keep in touch with you, and I'll make sure we make this thing happen. But you know what it might have been? Because I think Gunning got off the line, and we ran over the time. It's 9:35, so we had until 9:30. That's the reason why probably Gunning's not on.
Okay.
All
right,
Joe.
All right, Joe.
But, okay, you take it safe, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. I'll see you this weekend.
All right. Sounds good. And everybody have a safe trip, taking their trip down. Take care.
Okay,
bless
thanks
everybody.
A lot.
Okay,
see you Saturday, buddy. All right,
okay,
God bless y'all.
Goodbye.